That siren scares me a bit. When I first started preaching, I preached a little town up near Stillwater, and they had a volunteer fire department. And one day during church, the volunteer fire department whistle went off, and all the men left. And they did communion after the sermon. So I finished the sermon, I led the invitation song, I did all of communion, and found out later that the gas station was on fire. So it really was a big deal that all the guys left, but it leaves me a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction there. You are here for a very special Sunday. This has to do with the PowerPoint, because this is Make Up Your Own Slide Sunday. And I know you could just think about all the creativity you could use there. You could choose your own mental pictures. You could choose your own colors. You could choose your own font, all those things. I would have sent out an announcement that this was a special Sunday, but I didn't know until about midnight last night that it was going to be a special Sunday. So I'd ask for your help as we go along this morning, your patience as well. Mike Morgan said the other night on television that we had had more tornadoes in May of this year than we did in May of 1999, which was famous for the May 3rd tornadoes. I tried to look that up, and I couldn't find anything there, so I'm quoting Mike here. One of those frightening things you hear on television, no matter which channel you watch, is that go to your safe place now. And that, you know, and I just, in those moments, I think of all the people who are dealing with that. Do they have a safe place? Maybe they need to go somewhere, drive somewhere. And you just think of all the confusion that's there, depending on the house, or go to the safe place in your house. And we just get a little bit of that reality of the fear that happens to us. There aren't any earthly places that are totally safe. We can make a safe place in our house. We can make a safe place, a shelter in our yard. We can do various kinds of things for the elements, but no place is totally safe. And then it just kind of goes further downhill when we look into the things that could be difficult in our lives. Random violence. Somebody just stepping into our world and creating mayhem. How do you guard against that? How is there a safe place? And it frustrates us. And I know there are many people who live in situations where they rarely, if ever, feel safe. Children and adults alike. And we just get that understanding of it really is unnerving to not feel safe. David had a period in his life when he was a fugitive from Saul. Remember, for a number of years, this is after David is anointed king, after David has defeated Goliath. Now he becomes a threat to Saul. And Saul begins to understand what's going to happen to David and what's going to happen to the kingdom. And so Saul seeks to kill David, spends a long period of time searching for David. Where is David during this time? He's going to gather some men to him. He's going to have a little bit of army. And if you look carefully in 1 Samuel, there are multiple references to things called strongholds. And David will go to a stronghold. Now, most of these strongholds were in the En-Gedi area, an oasis that was water that was filtered out through the Dead Sea. And so there was a place where they had water. There were rocks and crags and caves, and they could use this as a stronghold. And when Saul is chasing David, we see the two times when David actually has a chance to take David's life. It's in that process. David's being a fugitive. There also is a mention of the stronghold. And we don't know what that is. A lot of people believe and suspect that, of course, Herod built Masada as this high mountain fortress for protection for the people of Israel. And the supposition is that before, back in David's time, that mountain that was actually used to build Masada was the place where the stronghold likely could have been. David spends time trying to get away from Saul. Now, it's a tremendous, and I mentioned this before, it's a tremendous amount of faith that David shows. David hates being a fugitive. At the end of the book of 2 Samuel, David makes a big mistake. David sins, and we won't go into all that process. Not the sin with Bathsheba, but the sin of counting the armies. And God comes to him and says, you can have three things. There'll be famine in the land for 3 years. You can be a fugitive for 3 months. Or I'll send a plague on the whole country for 3 days. Now, this is something David himself has done. It makes the most sense to me that David would have said, well, punish me, make me a fugitive for three months. That's not what David chooses. David chooses a 3-day plague on the whole country. He didn't want to be a fugitive. It was terrible always being afraid, never knowing how long you could stay, never being for sure exactly where Saul and his people were, never knowing who was talking and who was telling and who was doing various kinds of things. But there were these moments when he could flee to the stronghold and feel some safety during that time. He needed it. This morning, I'd like to make the contention that we need a stronghold as well. A place where we can go and at least for a temporary, momentary, a temporal situation, feel safe. Doesn't last necessarily, but it's such a thing that can be really, really important to us. There are three things, I think, that you would have seen in a stronghold. First of all, it was safe. David could go there and until somebody figured out where he was or figured out what was going on or until Saul got wind of where he was. But for a period of time, maybe just a few hours, there would be some safety there. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. David says in that psalm, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now here David's changed the context. He's not talking about a place. He's not talking a rock cave. He's not talking about a place to hide. He's talking about the spiritual resources that God provides for him. And maybe he experienced those in the context of a physical stronghold. But that's what he's moving himself toward. And I think that's what he's trying to move us toward as well. There's a place where I can feel safe. At least for a little bit of time. We could make a list this morning and probably fill every wall in here with our fears. What are the things you're afraid of? What are the things that tomorrow threatens you with or threatens you about? And if we took magic markers, we could cover everything because the fear is certainly there. I mentioned to you many times my friend who says, it all comes down to only two things. Christians have to choose between fear and faith. And everything else funnels right back into those two choices. Are we going to live in fear? Or are we going to live in faith? And having a stronghold can help us in that faith battle. Hopefully a stronghold would be a place of not just momentary safety, but some regeneration. I can relax for a second. And I can do some other things like regenerating so that I'm prepared to go back into battle or back into conflict again. I've mentioned a number of times what I would refer to as Satan's war of attrition. Satan knows that he can beat us down. And then he waits a while and he comes and goes at us again. And if every time he does that, he's taking part of our spirit away, then all he has to do is sit back and go, it's just a matter of time. You know, I'll get half of it now, I'll get a third of it later. Remember when you were a kid and your sibling would want to divide the candy bar with you? He'd eat his half and say, well, I'm going to do half of yours, you know, half the rest with me. Satan's doing that same kind of thing. If I just keep coming at him. And I think we fall into that trap because We want to find safety, and we do. And we are so enamored by that, that we relax so much that we don't regenerate. We're not rebuilding. We're not trying to grow again. We're just relaxing. And then here comes Satan again, and we're a little weaker than we were before. That stronghold gives you the opportunity to regenerate just a bit. The third thing that I would point out here is it's a place for preparation. Throughout Scripture, David is referred to as the man after God's own heart. And we wrestle with that because David is a flawed individual. He makes numerous mistakes. We see times when he's directly involved in sin. How is it that even after the sin with Bathsheba, God refers to him as a man after my own heart? Well, I think it's prayer. The thing that jumps out at you about David is that he rarely does anything where he doesn't ask God, should we do this or not? When they come back from a battle and their whole family, all of their families have been carried away, what does David do? He approaches God and says, do we go after them or do we not? Now look at what he's saying there. Do we give up on these people? And God, of course, tells them that, no, you're going to be successful. Go and fight. You're going to get your families back. You're going to get your stuff back. But David was saying, God, I don't know if the right thing. Maybe it's too late. David constantly is going to God, constantly seeking God's direction. And I think the one thing that we bring from our stronghold, potentially, is this connection to God that helps us. It is prayer. Well, if you were going to have a stronghold, how would you go about acquiring one? Would it be a physical place? Well, for some of us, it might be. There may be a place in your house that you feel like, that's where I can go. That's where I can retreat to. That's where I can be to myself. That's where I can have some safety. That's where I can talk to God. That's where I can regenerate a bit. Maybe there's a place in your yard. Maybe there's a place in your neighborhood where you can go and physically feel like I'm in God's presence. I'm connected to God in this particular place. It doesn't have to be a place, though. It could be a jogging trail, a bike riding trail. It could be just a person that you really like to be with. I hope that you have relationships where when you're with that person, you feel safe. You feel like you're growing. And you feel like that person helps you to be closer to God and more like the individual that God has in mind for you to be. We could look on and on and on. And I can't even begin to make all the suggestions there. But I look for my place. I look for my physical place. I look for my spiritual place. I look for that place that moves me and delivers me in the confidence that I have in God. There's, and I mentioned this before as well, there's a lot of debate about Gethsemane, because that word is confusing. Is Gethsemane a place? Well, there are writers who come along and say, no, Gethsemane is a situation. Gethsemane is really where an olive press process would take place. So it's not like Jesus has gone to a particular place on the Mount of Olives and sought a stronghold there, but he's gone to Gethsemane, which would be the place where they would press the oil. And they've recovered some of these. You can actually visit them now. But these massive underground caverns where they would store the oil that had been processed. And it may well be that Jesus is going to a Gethsemane, maybe the same one every night, maybe a different one. Why do they need the soldiers to lead them to where Jesus is? They're in the stronghold. They're in this place of safety. They're using it as a place of safety, a place where they can regenerate for just a little bit, and the place where they can pray and feel close to God as they move forward there. Now, I do want to point out one thing. Some people, in interpreting stronghold, have taken the definition of stronghold and switched it. And they've made it something negative. And what they've done is they've taken these two words, stronghold, and applied that to things in our lives that literally do that. Things like an addiction that has a strong hold over us. A habit that has a strong hold. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. But in the passages we find in Scripture, everything that I saw is talking about this positive place. This place where you're there in the stronghold of God. Now, I could feel just a little bit overwhelming. Wow, that's a lot to do. I would suggest that stronghold starts with a foothold. We're going to, the world's going to commemorate D-Day in the next week. The long-standing time when the Allied forces began that invasion. They were looking to build a stronghold, and they did. And they won the war because of the strongholds that they erected on the European continent. But before that, they had to have a foothold. Just a beach. Just a small amount of area where they could actually own it and control it and move out from there. And when we look at Satan and what he's doing, and we look at Satan and the power that he has and the influence he has in our lives, it's easy for us to say, how would I ever build a stronghold? And I think God would say to us, build your foothold first. Build a place where you can make a stand. And then expand from there. Bring other people into the process who are helpful with you. People who share your stronghold. People who benefit you. People who build you up. People who help. We find that stronghold. Build the stronghold. Maybe we have a place physically. Maybe we have a place mentally. Maybe we have a place emotionally. Maybe we build ourselves a group of people who help us in that whole process. And we really, really, really like being in the stronghold. It feels great. There probably were times when David wanted to stay in the stronghold. But if you look at 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 5, God comes and tells David, you got to leave there. Why? We can't do God's work in the stronghold. We get stronger. We build on our safety. We do positive things when they're there. But we're not there permanently. We have the opportunity to experience that so that we can go back into God's world and do the kind of things that he wants us to do. I said at the beginning, there's no place in this temporary world that's completely safe. But we keep in mind that God is building for us this stronghold with him. And he invites us to go there and to be there and to share our lives with those who are there as well. Would you pray with me? Dear God, our Father in heaven, we know that you love us and that you care for us. Father, we know that you give us life that includes challenges and difficulties. But we know that you're not going to tempt us beyond what we can bear. And we know that there are moments and places where we can feel that we are safe and protected so that we can regenerate and renew and go out and fight the battle for you. Father, give us strength. Help us to find those places. Help us to find those moments. Help us to be on lookout for those situations. Help us to associate with the people who encourage us and build us and bring us to a better understanding of you and a better understanding of what we could do in this world. We thank you for your love and we thank you for your care and we ask you to bless us. We pray this in your precious Son. Amen.